You're listening to Trip 360 on Mousecapades Radio, sharing your magical moments and spreading pixie dust around the world. The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicky, and I'm here with Kaylee. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 917, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
If you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text MOM at 636-373-4497, and we will be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package, or we can quote a destination of your choice, so contact us today.
So Kaylee recently went on a girls' trip with some friends that she's had since she was in sixth grade. And we are going to do part one today of her trip. They were there for spring break from Sunday, March 24th through Friday, March 29th. So we are going to get kicked off. I know she had to leave the house, or she headed to the airport, I guess, at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday. And they departed St. Louis at 5:30 a.m. and arrived in Orlando a few minutes early at 8:25. And she said they had to wait for a gate to be open because they arrived before their original time.
Yeah, we sat on the tarmac for a while. We were excited to land early, but then we waited probably about 15, almost 20 minutes just sitting in the plane because we had to just wait for our gate to be open. And some of my friends were like, can't they just assign us another gate? This is so frustrating. And I understood because at that point we had already been up for like 5 hours. And so we were tired and just wanted to get going. But we understood it's like they'd have to reroute everybody at that gate and our luggage would have to be rerouted and everybody with connections. But yeah, it just messes it up. So we just had to be patient. But everything was smooth. It was a super early flight, but it was the cheapest one. And plus, we had this whole day to kind of chill. We didn't do a park this day. So that was my intention, booking an early flight. So thanks to the girls for being flexible and not hating me for that. But we got our luggage. It was really fast. And then we took our mirrors transportation to Pop Century. That was like without a hitch. We did all that. We were the first drop off on the bus. And that just happened to be lucky because you're not always the first drop off. But we happened to be. So that was nice. And so by about 10:20, we were at Pop Century and we dropped our luggage off so that we could go and be at Disney Springs because your room won't be ready until you're guaranteed 3 p.m. But that was obviously like we had almost 5 hours and we were hungry.
I thought it was 4 p.m., but you said 3 p.m. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, the app, I kept checking the app and it said 3 p.m. was check-in. And that's why I kept checking it. So we dropped our luggage and I was like, the good news is ladies, they'll bring it to our room later if we call. And then they were all for that. So by 10:40, we were on a bus to Disney Springs because I had booked a summer house reservation for us, a summer house on the lake. It was for 11:45. And I was thinking, okay, we're going to be way early. But I had done 11:45 thinking I wanted some buffer time because when you fly in, you need some flexibility. And I was able to walk right up and they let us right in. There was even a couple that walked up before us and they seated this group of probably four or five right away as well. I think I was just shocked because this restaurant's brand new. It was a Sunday at brunch time during spring break at Disney Springs. So in my brain, I was like, I need to make reservations for this, but the restaurant was super empty. So like, I don't know, Mom, that just was weird to me. I wasn't complaining because they took us early at 11 and we were supposed to go at 11:45 for summer house. But I don't know why it would be so empty on a Sunday at brunch time. To me, that just seemed weird.
Well, it's still new. And I don't know that everybody really, I mean, it's been out there. The vloggers are talking about it. We've talked about it because we've already done it one time, but I'm not sure how many people have talked about it. So maybe it'll eventually get busier. I don't think it's going anywhere because everything that I've heard about it has been very positive. So I think it's because it's new.
Well, I wasn't complaining because everything we ate was delicious. Like Andrea, my friend Andrea and I, which by the way, listeners, I didn't even mention my friends' names that went with us. I went with my friend Andrea, Emily, and Tara. So I'll probably use their names throughout it. Shout out to the ladies if you are listening.
Shout out to the Slonky Donkeys.
The Slonky Donkeys, yes. I will explain that in our first day. They all, whatever we all got a different drink and we loved it. And we got two Brussels sprout salads, like me and Andrea got those. We all split truffle fries. I think Tara got some form of like taco because that's Tara's thing. She loves tacos. She loves Mexican food. And then Emily, I can't remember what Emily got. She got something chicken based, but everything we ate was delicious and fresh. And we needed it because at this point we were starving because none of us ate really a heavy breakfast because it was so early in the morning. So at this point, it was like our first hearty meal of the day.
I know that we love the Brussels sprout salad. What did Andrea think?
She thought it was delicious. Like, we loved it.
I mean, it was amazing. I could eat that every day. I would be sick, but I could eat that every day.
Well, after that, it was about 12:15 when we were done. And Salt and Straw is right across from that. And so at this point, we're like, it's the first day of vacation. We're on vacation brain. So we went and got ice cream. Tara and I just got one scoop each. Even though I was super full, I should not have eaten it, but I did. It was super good. But Emily and Andrea passed because they got drinks at the Splitsville bar right across from there. The like outdoor bar has frozen drinks. So they got two from there. And Everglazed is also right in this plaza.
Which I told you.
I've never eaten at any of these places. And so Emily's like, oh my gosh, we need to go in there. And we ended up getting four donuts for us to like split all of them. So when we got back to the room, eventually we cut every donut into fourths. And then we each like made a little donut in containers. So we had one of each donut, essentially, or a fourth. But Splitsville is for bowling. The girls were like, what is in here? And I said, well, it's a restaurant, but you can bowl. And so Andrea said, we should bowl. Because at this point, remember, we still have tons of time until we're supposed to check in. And so we ended up going in and bowling. And I ended up getting a drink inside there. But the bowling was fun. We got to bowl for like, I think they give you like an hour and 15 minutes, which was super fun and something unexpected that I was not planning for the vacation.
And also one of our listeners just asked if we started. So if you remember the price of bowling, that would be great too. Cause I know he said it's always very helpful for him to kind of plan out according to pricing.
Oh yeah. It was $23 per person.
I guess that's not too bad because bowling is pretty expensive.
So like, I didn't really think that was too bad, especially to bowl like in the Disney atmosphere. It ended up being $23.01 per person.
And so you guys, that's like a separate room, right? Because I've never been there. You and Dad went there before, but I've never been there.
Well, when you go in, they have lanes down on the first floor and Dad and I bowled upstairs. So then they have lanes upstairs. But the majority of the place is a restaurant, but then like a corner of the first floor has lanes and then same upstairs. Like they have a corner that has the lanes all in a row. But then the majority of the place is like a restaurant.
Because it looks kind of private.
It wasn't. It's just we were in the corner, so it looked private. We were okay. Just in the corner. But that was super fun. And so at that point, we're like, yeah, I think we're ready. We're like definitely tired. We had had some drinks. So that mixed with getting up so early for the flight, we were definitely ready for a nap. We needed one. So we went back to Pop Century. I checked with the concierge and our room technically was not ready. But because we were staying in just a regular room with no like specific view or anything, the woman said, well, I can actually just change you to a room that's already ready since you're here and you want to check in. And I said, okay. And we ended up getting put in a room. We were in the 50s building, building 3, and our room was 3114. We were right next to the Skyliner. Like you walked out our room, we were on the first floor, and that was where the end of the Skyliner line would be on a busy morning, like it would back up to there. So I was thinking that is like the perfect spot for us. And we didn't really care at that point because at that point we just got in the room and we slept. We all pretty much just got in the beds, zonked for 3 hours until like 6:30 p.m. But then for the rest of the night, it was very chill. We got up, we mobile ordered a cheese pizza from Everything Pop just to split because keep in mind, we ate a lot throughout the middle of the day. So we were all still pretty like full from that. But we knew we needed to eat something or we'd be starving. So we all split one pizza. We ate by the pool and the bar. So we got drinks by the bar. I didn't, but I think a couple of them got drinks at the bar. And there ended up being Alice in Wonderland trivia right there. The girl just got on the mic and she was like, so we're going to do trivia if you want to participate. And so there were like a few tables and you just went up and got a one sheet of paper. It was just one round, but it was fun. And we did pretty well. We got like 7 out of 10 or something.
That's good.
And then at that point, we all just headed back to the room, got ready for bed, and we needed to be ready for our first day because it was an open to close day. So we needed to get ready.
Another thing we need to mention is that none of these girls go regularly to Disney. So you were their travel agent. Well, I was their travel agent booking the trip. But Kaylee like did the stuff that I usually do for my clients. She made the itinerary because she knew the girls better than I do. And she knew their wants and their needs and everything. So she had planned all this out. One of them hadn't been since she was like 7. So like 20 years ago. And Disney has changed so much just in the time that we've been going. The 20 years, she probably thought, holy cow, I've gone to a new location. So that's important to know because Kaylee had to try to meet the needs of 4 people and 3 of which have not been regularly like she has.
Yes. So they were very thankful that I was like helping them. They felt bad at times, but I honestly enjoy doing this. They could tell that like we do this a lot. And then they were just surprised at how different of a world this was. And on the first day, so my first park day, Monday, March 25th, we went to Hollywood Studios and the girls, like, this is where their whole world changed a little bit, their perception, because they're like, whoa, this is just crazy. We left the room at 7:25 a.m. I was very proud of us. We left earlier than I had told us we needed to leave. So very good job. Actually, gold star for Tara because she hates getting up. And then we took the Skyliner to Hollywood Studios. And like I said, we left our room and the Skyliner line ended right by our door. So we waited for that, not too long, probably only 20 minutes. And when we got to Hollywood Studios, you know, go through the security, get in the line. And I mean, it was busy. But I mean, if you're somebody who goes, you know that it's going to be busy. And if you're prepared for that mentally, it's not bad. But my goal was rope, drop, rise, like everybody else. But I thought, even if we wait an hour, I want those girls to do it. Well, we get in and we're walking down Hollywood Boulevard and there's somebody on a mic, a cast member who's like, Rise is down this morning. Rise is not available. And I'm like, of course it's not. And so then we just decide to rope drop Mickey and Minnie's instead because it's right there. And it's also a ride I want us to do. So we ended up walking in it. We waited 12 minutes to get to the pre-show room. I timed it, as I will do for most of the things on this trip. Now, keep in mind, I did purchase Genie Plus for all of us on this day because I feel it is almost a necessity when you go to all Hollywood Studios at this point, especially if you're going at a busy time of year like we did. So I had that, and I'll explain how I used it later in the day. So we waited Mickey and Minnie's, rode it. Andrea especially really liked this ride. And so we ended up doing this later in the day as well. Well, after this ride, I was kind of like, well, we can eat or we can do one more ride, which I was like, it's up to you girls. We ended up going to wait for Toy Story Mania. It was posted at 20 minutes. We ended up waiting 30, but that's still not that bad. And so we all did that. We loved it. I rode it with Emily and she was kind of bummed because she's like, I thought I was doing good until I kept looking over at your score. But I also was like, I've played this so many times. So if you're competitive, that's going to definitely get at you for that ride. But after that, that's when we got hungry. So we did the breakfast tachos and Pop-Tarts from Woody's Lunchbox. We got 2 of each and then we kind of just split and it was the perfect breakfast to hold us over, but it wasn't going to overload us for all the food we were supposed to have on this day. And so, yeah, at this point, they were kind of just like, this is kind of crazy. Like the crowds are crazy, but it seems like we're managing it well. At our breakfast, Andrea mentioned Star Tours because she hadn't been to Disney since she was young, but she remembered Star Tours. She's like, can we go do that? Well, Mom, if you remember, we did Star Tours like very early on in our trips to Disney, but we hadn't done it since because it made us kind of sick. Yeah. And so I said, we'll do it. I'm like, I have not done it for a long time, but we'll try. So it was posted at 45 minutes and we ended up waiting 29. So that's good. Less than it was posted, but it messed all of us up. Not badly, but we all got off and we were like, oh, that was not what we were expecting. And I said, yeah, it's definitely a lot. I had my eyes closed for a lot of it, but I don't know. Like, I definitely remember that ride vaguely, Mom, but for being 12 years old when I did that, I think that's bad how little I remembered of that ride.
I think that you guys just wanted to get off it. That was a rough trip for us for a lot of reasons, which we don't necessarily need to go into with the listeners. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
But Joey was having asthma. I mean, there was just so many things, factors that were going in. Plus, we were visiting no less than two and sometimes three parks a day. And so I think sometimes we block things out that when there's, wasn't really a tragedy, but there was a lot of extra added things going on that trip that I think blocked some things out for us.
Well, that's fair. So, and Andrea was like, no, I'm glad we did it. But she said, oh my gosh, that's definitely not how I remember it. And I said, yeah, when you're younger, it's definitely different. But at this point we were like, we need some caffeine. Now I had coffee in the room every morning, but I was the only one that did that. And most of the time the other girls would wait till we got in a park. And so at this point we went to Starbucks, got our caffeine intake for the day. And after that we headed to the 11:30 Frozen sing-along, which we had a pretty good amount of time. I mean, at this point it was only like 10:50. So we had to wait 40 minutes, but we had just been going the whole morning. And I was like, ladies, I know we're gonna have to wait a while, but once we get in here, we can just sit. You get to sit in air conditioning. And so they were like, good with me. Frozen sing-along was good. It had our favorite woman playing Aria. It was a different Eric, but they both were still very funny. They interacted differently than the guy we're used to seeing, but they were still very funny. So I was happy the girls got a great show of it because they were laying it on thick.
Well, I hope that when we go the next time that he's back. Nothing against the other guy.
I know. We're hoping. But right after that, we were hungry at this point. All right. It feels like we just ate when I'm telling you this, but it is like a while between these. And remember, we ate kind of a lighter breakfast. So by 12:20, we were pretty hungry. We went to the ABC commissary for lunch. Two of us got buffalo chicken grilled cheese. The other two got like grilled chicken sandwiches. And so we just ate. We were talking. We were like saying, wow, we're getting a lot done. And they were just, I was really checking in with the girls to make sure, hey, are you liking this? Like, am I ruining life for you? Is this a fun trip? And they were enjoying it. We were definitely tired, but they were powering through. So I was proud of them for doing that. But I know it's a lot if you're not somebody who does park life all the time. And so they were doing a really good job. So after this, we went and did some photo pass pictures right in front of the like theater because there was a woman set up there with no line. Then we decided to rest. So we kind of took a rest. We were just kind of moseying through stores, sat on some benches. And I had used my lightning lane to get Tara and Emily Tower of Terror because they wanted to ride it. And I said, I will ride that. That's a ride for me where if I'm with somebody who wants to go and they don't have a buddy to go with, I will do it. But otherwise, it's a skip for me because I'm like, well, whatever. But Andrea didn't really want to do it. So I got a lightning lane for us to Toy Story Mania again. So we went and did that. Emily and Tara rode Tower of Terror and we met back up, which was funny because then trying to find a meetup spot because Emily and Tara didn't want to get lost.
Right.
Because we never used a map because I know the park so well. And I forget, like, if you're somebody who's never been to these parks, you have to rely on a map heavily. But we've been going so long that I just got everything memorized on how to get everywhere. But we all enjoyed those rides. We met up and then we had some drinks. By the point Andrea and I got to them, they had already bought drinks. So then we went and bought some drinks and then sat down. We chilled out. We talked, still kind of trying to conserve some energy because we were going to be there till close, until after close, actually. And then by 4:15, it was our 50s primetime reservation, which I can't remember why we ended up booking so early. I couldn't remember if I told you I wanted an early reservation or if that was the only one available. I can't remember.
The deal was we didn't know if there was going to be one or two shows. And sometimes the shows can start as early as 8, or they have in the past.
Yeah.
They change them back and forth. There really is no set schedule. It's up to Disney and what they think. The sun goes down and just so many factors. So we weren't sure if your first show would be at like 8 and you need to be in line by 7:30. And so you wanted to make sure that you had time to eat and kind of do other things before you went in there. So you weren't like stuffed, like you wanted some resting time.
Yeah, because I remember the girls asking me that. We were sitting there while we had drinks. They're like, why did we book so early? And I was like, I think I had a valid reason, but I cannot remember why I aimed for so early.
I think you told me 5, but all that was available was 4:15 to 4:45, and then after 7, which would not allow you to go because of the show.
Yeah, I think later in the future, I would aim more for like 4:45 or something. But this ended up working out because we had a lightning lane to go do right after this. And it actually almost overlapped to the point where we missed it. Like, we would have been fine if we had the receipt.
Right.
Like, everything. But 50s primetime was literally like the best I could have ever hoped for me and the girls. Cause you know, sometimes the listeners, you've been somewhere and you're like so excited to take somebody somewhere because you've loved it for so long. And then it's just a meh experience. And then you're so bummed because you're like, I've hyped this up so bad. And that was not exactly a representation of what I would say was my experience from the past. But this was like the best experience I've ever had at 50s. And shout out to Whitney, our Aunt Whitney, who was our waitress, because she was so like just outgoing, bubbly, over the top, so fun to have. And like, she had me and Emily stand up. We ended up dancing for like the room of people, which it is a little scary, especially if you're an introvert, to do that. But just knowing you're never going to see these people again, like, it's fine.
You're also in Disney, and most people don't think anything of that.
Just have fun while you can. So she was so fun to interact with. She was like so into the character of the 50s thing. And like, she kept calling our phones walkie talkies. And it was just so fun. We also loved our food. I think the thing that the girls were struggling with was we were full already. We were not like empty going to our reservation. So then, because it's a package with Fantasmic for the evening, you each get your own meal. We were gonna split because we were pretty full already. So then, like, having to eat our own meals, we were kind of like, oh my gosh. But I was trying to reassure the girls, like, even if you don't eat everything, it's fine because this is a package with Fantasmic. Like, you're getting great seats, yada yada. Like, so I think it is better if you have a reservation at a place like this, try not to eat for like 2 hours beforehand, because then you'll probably be more hungry to eat. That's my opinion.
And so Kaylee got her normal fried chicken because their fried chicken is just amazing. I don't even know if we can buy fried chicken around here like that. Maybe at a restaurant, but I'm talking like local fast food chicken places. So she got that. And if you remember when we went in January going into February, I got shrimp and grits. Well, we were told that that was like a special for that time. And I don't know if it just happened that Kaylee was there on a day where it was a special again, but her friend Tara got that. And what did you say that Andrea and Emily got?
Andrea got the salmon.
Oh, yes.
She loved salmon. She got it a couple times when we were on this trip. She loved it every place we got. And then Emily tried to go lighter. She got a chicken Caesar salad.
You did.
And she did pretty good on it. Like, we all ate a pretty good amount, and we tried to aim for, like, you know, the portions of the food that were going to fill us. Like, I really aimed for the chicken, and Tara was aiming for the shrimp. Andrea ate the salmon. Emily went for the chicken and her salad. Like, we were trying. We did pretty well considering how full we were. But yeah, so our Aunt Whitney, she wrote on the receipt, like, Aunt Whitney is sorry in case we ran out of time for our lightning lane because we had to go do Slinky Dog. Now, keep in mind, we were very full after this meal, but I think we had enough downtime by the time we had finished our food between then and getting the check and then actually walking over to Toy Story. We were okay. Like, we weren't going to throw up or anything. So I got the lightning lane for Slinky Dog at 7 a.m. that morning. And we were given the 4:55 time slot. Those go so fast. Like, and I was on the button at 7 a.m. And those just sell out literally so fast. Slinky Dog is always the first. And it's crazy, but I was just thankful we got one. Keep in mind, Rise of the Resistance was down almost this entire day. Like, it did not come back up to get on until like noon. And then it was in service for probably 3 hours, and then it went down again. And so I'm like, what is going on with this ride? So I pretty much just knew the girls and I weren't going to get to do that. And it was a bummer, but I was like, well, it is what it is kind of thing. I just don't know, like, why that ride goes down for such long periods of time on some days.
I don't know either. I wanted you to tell the Slinky Donkey story.
Oh, yes.
Because you're to that point.
We went to Slinky Dog And when we were in line for the Skyliner this on that morning, I was telling the girls how I had secured like this lightning lane for us. And I told them the story, listeners, if you've been listening for a while, about the woman who was trying to tell her family about this ride she wanted to go do. And she was like, yeah, it's called Slonky Donkey. And I told my friends this. And so then that became the running joke of the entire week. Like anytime we saw a kid like throwing a fit, it was like, man, that kid's such a slonky donkey. Like, or anytime we were just like, we threw the word around anytime we could, or like, oh man, slonky donkey. And we would just throw it around anytime we could. And so when it came time to ride this ride, then we were just using it consistently. Like, oh, it's time for slonky donkey. We even used it like past this throughout the entire trip. We were using it. This is officially now our group chat's name, that it has been changed to slonky donkey. And so that word or that phrase, which I just meant to be a stupid story to tell, was very influential in our group chat. So we did ride the slonky donkey and everybody loved it. So that was good. Mickey and Minnie's. We did it again. It was posted at 80. We waited 54 minutes, still less. But at that point, we headed to Fantasmic, did the 8:30 show. I promised the girls they wouldn't get wet, but it was windy and we were sitting closer than I thought. And so we got misted a little bit, but they forgave me and they loved the show.
Was it too cold for that, or?
It was chilly. It was chilly. It wasn't like freezing. We actually had beautiful weather on this day. So it was a little chilly when the wet water hit you. But when the water wasn't hitting you, you were fine. After this, we had an Oga's Cantina reservation at 9:15 p.m. And I said to the girls, I'm like, whoever wants to go can go. Whoever wants to head back to the room can, or we can all just call it a night and we're done. Emily and Andrea decided to go back to the room. They were just tired. They were impressed by us still continuing. And then Tara and I went to Oga's Cantina and we got four different drinks. We got the Jedi Mind Trick, T16 Skyhopper, Bespin Fizz, and the Outer Rim. We each got two and we were kind of splitting and sharing them. Super fun. The atmosphere was fun. I'd never been to Oga's Cantina and Tara hadn't been to Disney. So super exciting and very fun atmosphere. So I would recommend it for anybody that likes fun drinks, even if you're not a Star Wars person. But keep in mind, it is mostly standing room. So if you're going, you will probably have to stand. So after that, we were there for like 45, 50 minutes. And then we headed to the Skyliner and went back to the room. Then at this point, all of us crashed because we were tired. We just did an open to close day.
Were they asleep when you got there?
They were not, but they were like showered and in bed and ready to go to bed.
Oh, that's nice.
So they had kind of gotten a jump start on that. And that was a good idea.
So Tuesday, March 26th was your Epcot day, and you guys did not do Genie Plus this day, correct?
We did not. I got up and got a boarding group for Cosmic Rewind for me and Tara, because Emily and Andrea decided that was going to be too intense for them. And I kind of agreed. I didn't want them to ruin their whole day with the ride. So
smart.
So we left the room at 9:20 because I told them we did not have to rope drop, because we already did a rope drop day. We didn't have to do it again on that day, at least. So 9:20 left the room, took our Skyliner to Epcot. And then by 9:50, Tara and I got to go to Cosmic Rewind. It was perfect timing. By the time we got there, they called our boarding group. We literally scanned it and they were like, time to go. So group 31, we waited 48 minutes. But by the time we scanned in, I set a timer, 48 getting on the actual coaster. That wasn't to the pre-shows. Well, Emily and Andrea decided to go do Soarin' because Andrea remembered Soarin' from when she was a kid. It was posted 55. They waited 75 because that ride, I don't know what happened, but it was like really fluctuating that morning.
They could not have had all three tracks open. There's no way.
No, I don't think they were ever having all three. It was weird. I don't know what was going on. But at this point, the girls, we knew going into this trip, the whole point of the excitement of a Disney trip was drinking around the world. So we were hitting it. We had tattoos on our arms of every country with check boxes. So we went to Mexico first. Emily and Andrea, no, I apologize. Tara and Andrea, we went into the La Cava de Tequila. I think mm-hmm. that's what it's called. We went in the Mexican pavilion and they got tequila shots. That's how they started off their drinking around the world. Emily and I did not do that. But then we all ate at the outside food service for Mexico. We got a lime and a mango margarita. All of us split, and we got some nachos and some tacos. Everybody got their own entree because we needed to start like with a lot of food in our belly. We wanted to be smart about it. Moved on to Norway, got pretzel bread and a spiked Viking coffee, things I had never eaten before, but both were delicious. Then we moved on to China, got a spiked boba tea and some dumplings. Literally the dumplings for the festival, there were two in there with like little vegetables, so we each got half a dumpling. We walked through the Chinese store in the back, and we actually got a photo pass photo done, which I've not really done there, so that was nice.
That was cool. I like the little lantern that they had you guys hold.
Yeah, they had a lantern. The girls were kind of like, this is cheesy, but I'm like, that's kind of the point of like some of the Disney photos though. Germany, we got a grapefruit beer. Shout out to Andrea because she picked it and it was delicious. It did not even taste like beer. It was very delicious. And the girls went in the Werther store. I think Tara got these caramels. It was great. I think Emily may have gotten a caramel apple in there too. And then Italy, we got the orange, do you say orange cello?
Mm-hmm.
We got like one drink, and that is easy to slam if you're one person. So we drank that probably in like 60 seconds between we just passed it around and took sips. At this point, you know, the alcohol's hitting. I just ran through that, listeners, but it's hitting and we're tired. So we went to America and I was like, you know, there's a show in there and I can't even tell you what happens in it because I've fallen asleep every time. So let's go in there. And so we did. We did the American Adventure. We all kind of napped. It is what it is, listeners. If you love that, I do not dislike you, but I dislike that show. Pretty boring.
I don't dislike the show. I love the music.
I like the music, but I cannot tell you what happens because I fall asleep every time. So we got out of there and then we were ready for our American drink. So we got the Bayou cocktail that was at one of the festival booths. Delicious, super sweet. Went to Japan. We got quick serve sushi and nigiri. Is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
And Tara, no, Emily got that. Tara got the sake. So we each took a sip of that and we counted it. Like, keep in mind, we're not all drinking one drink a piece. We were counting if we even tasted something in the country that counted. If you don't think we did it right, you can have your own opinion.
And there's no way.
We would have rolled out of there.
That's exactly why they have so many belligerent people in there. So I think this was the smart way.
And we did a photo pass photo. It had that super energetic photo pass photographer that he's got like the long dark hair. And the girls were like, the fact that you know this man means you come too much. And I was like, maybe not. We hightailed over to Morocco. We got a spiked citrus grapefruit slushy, which it was much hotter on this day. So that was hitting real nice. Like it was cold for on that hot day. Then we moved over to France. We went in the ice cream shop and I think Andrea got some ice cream and I got that ice cream sandwich that they put between two pieces of bread. Finally got it. I got a blueberry yogurt ice cream flavor. Delicious. Super refreshing. And then Emily went in the wine shop and got a rosé for us all to split. Then at this point, we're like, okay, what are we going to do? The girls wanted to do Spaceship Earth. That's what we decided. We were going to try to do Remy's and wait for it. But at this point, it hit like 130 minutes. And we were like, no, we're not waiting that. Sorry. So we were heading to Spaceship Earth through, you know, like the UK and Canada. Well, in the UK, there's a Joffrey's. So we stopped there because Tara's like, I kind of want a coffee. But she got a spiked coffee. A Kahlua Tini is what she got. And she drank that by herself. We did not drink it with her. So then on the way to Spaceship Earth, we got there. It was a posted 20-minute wait. We waited 25. Still not that bad, though, because it was in a shady area and it was windy. So we were enjoying ourselves. Then after that, I convinced the girls to do a photo pass photo in front of the Figment topiary, which was right in front of the ball. So we got like a nice photo in front of the Epcot ball. And then we needed to finish our drinking around the world. So we went to Canada first, because going back to the showcase, that's what made sense. We got sparkling blackberry wine and I filled on maple popcorn because I brought the bucket. And then we stopped, ate that. And then we headed to the UK and we each decided to get a drink in the UK because that would round out the day. So we stopped in the pub and got one drink each. And I really loved mine. I got like the dancing leprechaun drink. It was delicious, super sweet and fruity. And we each got a fish and, or no, we all got one fish and chips to split because Emily said, those smell so good. And I said, they're some of the best fish and chips I've ever had. Yep. So we split them and then they agreed. They were like, this is so good. So we ended up doing all of that. And we checked off everything, took pictures of our arms. Now, keep in mind, earlier in the day, we were like, maybe we want a reservation. So I checked which dining was available and I found the Beaches and Cream had an opening at 8:45. So after we did UK, we decided we're not going to stay in Epcot anymore. We boated over to the Yacht and Beach Club and we just decided to chill in some rocking chairs. And we just were chilling by the water, having a good time, catching up on things we needed to catch up on, made phone calls to family members and loved ones, you know, just chilling out. And then by the time our reservation came around, we were kind of ready to eat again, and we ate at Beaches and Cream. There were 7 people in that span of us eating there that got the kitchen sink Sunday, by the way. Craziness. But then we wrapped up our day. We took the boat to Epcot, then a Skyliner back to Pop Century. So it was a very full day, full 2 days actually, but we made the most of it, and I was very happy with everything we achieved.
So I am sure that you guys were pooped, took showers, and went to bed to prepare for your next day. Although I do know your next day is going to be Animal Kingdom, and you allowed them to sleep in.
Yes, the next couple days were definitely like, we did a lot. Don't get me wrong, we did a lot, but slower starts especially.
Well, that wraps up the first half of her trip. So we hope that you'll join us next week when we share the rest of her trip, part 2, which is Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. Thank you, listeners, for listening. We greatly appreciate you hanging out with us each week so that we can share the magic.
If you are interested in being a guest on our show, or you have a question or a comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show as we dish the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. If you'd like a free quote, please contact us at 636-373-4497.
As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains the space between your ears, The Mousecapades and More Podcast.
Well, Kaylee, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
And pixie dust.
Have a magical day, my friends.
So here is a riddle to guess if you can. Sing the bells of Notre Dame. What makes a monster and what makes a man?
Sing the bells,
whatever that pitch you can feel and bewitch you, the rich and the rich will dance.